AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan says Milton has weakened a bit, but a Category 4 hurricane is still very powerful and very dangerous.
Multiple life-threatening hazards that Milton is going to bring to much of the Florida Peninsula.
Landfall is expected in the Tampa area by late tomorrow. President Biden has canceled the trip to Germany and Angola to focus on monitoring Milton.
This could be the worst storm hit Florida in over a century. And God willing, it won't be, but that's what it's looking like right now.
Much of the same region got hammered by Hurricane Helene. The AP's Kate Payne reports the cleanup from Helene has not been completed.
One resident we spoke to here put forward $500,000 of his own money to hire private contractors to try and haul this debris away ahead of Hurricane Milton. Those workers said they'll be hauling away this trash, racing to try and make these streets safer ahead of Hurricane Milton.
Major theme parks Walt Disney World and Universal remain open in Orlando. Orlando International Airport will cease operations tomorrow morning. Hezbollah fired a barrage of rockets into Israel. The militant group's acting leader vowed to keep up the pressure that has forced tens of thousands of Israelis from their homes near the border with Lebanon. The Supreme Court seems likely to uphold a Biden administration regulation on ghost guns, the difficult-to-trace weapons with the rising link to crime in recent years. Key conservative justices seemed open to the government's argument kits for quickly making nearly untraceable guns at home can be regulated like other firearms with background checks and serial numbers. Robert Saleh insisted no one was panicked about the New York Jets' slow start, but a day later, he's out of a job. Owner Woody Johnson made the stunning decision to fire Saleh 5 games into his fourth season after the team's 2-3 start. This is AP News. The head of the UK's domestic intelligence agency, Ken McCollum, says there is a rise in assassination attempts by Russia and Iran.
As the hostile states recruit criminals to, he says, do their dirty work. The M15 director general adds his agents and police have tackled 20 Tehran-backed plots since 2022 and warns that Iran could expand its targets in the UK if Israel launches a major attack in response to Iran's recent missile barrage. The spy chief says the widening conflicts in the Middle East raise the risk of an increase in or broadening of Iranian state aggression in the UK. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Oprah Winfrey chose Lisa Marie Presley's posthumous memoir as her new book club pick and made a trip to Graceland in Memphis to meet with Presley's daughter and Elvis and Priscilla Presley's granddaughter, Riley Keough. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2/4 of a group of people who love facts and we love to find new facts and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.